is Wade Rath, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Each American driver pays about $450 per year towards roads, according to the Journal of Infrastructure Systems. Europeans pay an average of 2 to 3.5 times as much. The difference is largely in fuel taxes. In 2016, the Icelandic Pirate Party, a ragtag group of futurists, anarchists, and hackers, became the country's third largest in parliament. In 2017, the pirates slipped to sixth place. Refining opium in Afghanistan and smuggling heroin and opium by the Taliban accounts for 60% of their income, allowing them to continue the war. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit declared that the 40-foot-tall Peace Cross honoring World War I, dead, sits on state-owned land in Maryland and has been maintained by public funds, was unconstitutional by having a primary effect of endorsing religion and excessively entangles the government and religion. About 70% of households earning between $50,000 and $150,000 will see their taxes increase immediately under Trump's tax plan. An estimated 17.6 million people, or about 7% of U.S. residents 16 or older, were victims of identity theft in 2014, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics' latest report. Average time in a house is now 10 years, as homeowners' mobility has hit a 30-year low because inventory levels have fallen near multi-decade lows and home prices have risen to record highs. An injunction from a U.S. District Court judge blocking dismissal of transgender soldiers came after a presidential memorandum said the military could discharge transgender service members by March 2018. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was indicted by the special counsel on charges that he funneled millions of dollars through overseas shell companies and used the money to buy luxury cars, real estate, antiques, and expensive suits. People can withstand 30% more pain if they use profanity during the experience. More than 92% of Americans spend more than 90% of their lives indoors or in their vehicles. 69% of resident property in America in 100-year flood zones lacks flood insurance. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.